Welcome to the Andrea Engstrom Show. I am passionate about helping you break through to your next level of abundance, success, and freedom so that you can create the life you desire and inspire others to do the same. I'm your host, Andrea Engstrom, and on today's show, we're going to talk about how to get your technology under control and move forward with power and clarity in your business. And I'm so excited to introduce my guest today, Marisol Ortiz, the Fairy Tech Mother. Hey, Marisol.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited too.
Yes. And so let me tell you all just a little bit about Marisol. So she is dedicated to empowering women entrepreneurs by helping them conquer their tech challenges and streamline their businesses with actionable, affordable solutions. And she's got years of experience in tech support and business development, and she specializes in making technology accessible even for those who feel overwhelmed. And I know a lot of my listeners can relate to that feeling. So her passion stems from seeing women struggle with the technical side of their business, often feeling stuck or even giving up. So with a mission to make technology manageable, Marisol provides one-on-one coaching, custom projects, and digital courses designed to guide women through step-by-step processes so they can confidently tackle their tech hurdles. I love this, Marisol. Yay. This is so needed. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Well, I love what you're doing. And you know, I remember when you first told me about this idea, it was one of those times that I was like, immediately, this is going to be a runaway hit. This is such a needed area for women that I've, you know, over the past few years, I've worked with so many women entrepreneurs, especially in real estate investing. And one of the number one challenges that I would hear that people were struggling with is technology.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you feel like that's something that is a struggle that's unique to women, or is that just all entrepreneurs?
It's probably a struggle with all entrepreneurs. I just feel like sometimes women may be afraid to ask, or because they don't want to be mansplained or, you know, be looked down on or have that stereotype put on them. Like, of course you don't understand, you're a woman. So I think that's, I definitely think women may have a special, a special spot in my heart because of that. But I definitely think it's something most people, unless you're technically savvy, you're going to go through some struggles when it comes to technology, when you're starting anything new or trying anything new.
Yeah. And I think that's the power behind what you are doing, is that I know that if I refer someone to Fairy Tech Mother, that you come with this approach of patience, understanding, woman to woman. I think it's so helpful to have a woman in this space that have that has confidence in technology, but you also really understand like what we're dealing with and what we need in order to make our business work. And so you having the expertise, not only in technology and, you know, being a woman and like knowing how we want to learn and how we want to have not only like learn from you, but also have community around it.
Right.
is so helpful. But like next level, your niche is you have a special niche that you help, right? So who is your Fairy Tech Mother services and coaching? Who is it for?
It's for women entrepreneurs. I do specialize in real estate investors because I'm a real estate investor. Mm-hmm. I have opened several businesses in my lifetime, so I know where to start. I've been there several times from beginning to end, launching your business from, you know, choosing your name, getting your entity, your domain, your email, setting up contracts, marketing. I've done it all throughout my life. So I've done it before technology was around, you know, doing it from scratch, doing, you know, networking one-on-one and face-to-face marketing all the way till now too. I went back to school to learn technology because being in the business world, as time went by, I realized I was being left behind. So, and I had a business with my family and I knew I needed to learn technology. You know, everyone's like, oh, you need a website, you need an email list and all this stuff. So I went back to school just to kind of learn for my personal needs. And I loved it and decided to stay. And I got a degree in technology in my late 20s, early 30s. So I kind of started all over. So I've been in your shoes. I've been in women's shoes where if you're starting a business and you need to, there's lots of new things you need to know. So I've been there, and I come from a space where I've been in the IT world and being the only woman in the, in my company.
Yeah.
And as we all know, you know, business managers, office managers, secretaries, they're mostly women. So they're the ones calling in with the tech support. And so many of them would just simply say, I'm waiting for Marisol. Like, it's okay. She's on vacation. That's okay. I'll wait, because we all know there's just a certain feeling when you're talking to another woman. And I'm not male bashing by any means. It's just a certain, you know, comfort. We know how to talk to each other, and I'm really empathetic in the situation. So that's my experience. So I just pour that onto my clients. I like to teach in an easy to understand, easy to digest, step-by-step approach.
Oh, I love it. And, you know, I think one of the most frustrating things when you're trying to get your website set up and you're trying to get, you know, the technology in place to do things is getting on a call with a, like with a support person who has no idea what kind of business you're trying to build or what you're trying to do. And so what I think is so powerful about what you're doing in this specific niche is when you get on with a woman who's trying to set up her real estate investing business and she's struggling, you know exactly what she's talking about. You know exactly what she needs as a step-by-step. And you don't, I mean, and a lot of times that's the problem, is that when we're trying to get stuff set up that we're not even really sure what we need, like we don't even know what to ask for sometimes. And so just to have somebody say, Marisol, tell me what to do, you know, help me figure this out. And so tell us, what are some of the things that, as a, you know, as a new business owner, what are some of those first steps? Because I know people will spend with technology for a while, and they're trying to do sometimes more than they need at the beginning. When they, you know, if you don't have a deal yet or you don't have clients yet, you know, trying to get complex systems set up is probably not the best use of time. But what are some of the basics that people should focus on when they're getting set up in their business?
Sure. To kind of piggyback off what you were saying, the big issue is you don't know what you don't know. And yes, that's what people come to me, and I'm able to tell you what you need to know, where you should start, what you don't need, most importantly, because a lot of us come to this space with, oh, I need this, 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 and that. I got to subscribe to this, buy this, order this, set this up. And you really don't need all of that in the beginning. I like to start you off from scratch. You know, obviously you're going to have to, usually when you come to me, you kind of have an idea what your business name is, or you have it already. And then you want to start off with a domain, a business domain. Tech tip, your business domain does not have to match your domain. Your business domain, excuse me, does not have to match your business name exactly.
Yes.
And a lot of women get stuck with that, or they come to me with this domain that's 30 characters long, and it's that's a big no-no, and because they're not told that that doesn't need to match. And you know, actually, you think of some, you know, big companies like American Express, their domain is probably Amex, right?
Right.
It does
right.
not have to match perfectly. You want your domain name to be memorable, easy to spell. If someone has to say, how did you spell that, or what is that, you need to change that around. So you need to really get your head wrapped around a nice domain. Then once you do that, get, you know, make sure you can log in, you know where that is, you know how to manage it, make sure it's on auto renew. That's a big
yes.
one. Yes, because some people may come to me like, I think I'm going to lose my domain. I got this email. So, but anyways, we want to make sure it's on auto renew. And then you're going to move into getting your business email address. You don't want to use a free account. I know it's tempting, but you want to, you know, portray yourself as a reputable business. So you want to get your email. And once you get that under control, then file and folder management. That's number three for sure. For sure. You want to be organized. And then number four for me would be password management. Password management is something that's completely overlooked. And I go through, that's one of my steps on my checklist when I have my clients, it's in my courses. Password management is really important.
Oh, this is all really good stuff. So, so getting a domain, which is your URL, like what's your .com or .net or whatever it is, and it doesn't have to match your business name. I think we that is absolutely a stumbling block that I see people with is like, well, now I have to change my business name and I've already filed my LLC, and it becomes this whole thing that they'll allow it to hold them up or take months trying to figure it out when it did not have to be that hard. And it, when sometimes we just need an expert that's telling us like, here's what to do instead. And so yes. I think that's fabulous. So really good stuff. And you mentioned folder and file management. What is there a certain system that you recommend people get started in? Are you talking about on their desktop? Are we in Microsoft? Are we in Google? What are we doing?
Right. I personally teach and recommend Google Workspace just because I feel like the GUI, that's the graphical user interface, like what you're looking at, is really user-friendly. It's a pleasing to the eye. They just did a really good job.
Yeah.
And the calendar is beautiful. It's really when you're time blocking and you have all these different appointments, I just feel like Google just does a really good job. They just mm-hmm. really did. I'm not sponsored by Google in any way. Just from my experience being in the business, I've seen other platforms, I've seen other apps, and I just think Google Workspace does a really great job of integrating all the apps, making it user-friendly. And number one is when you have multiple accounts, like a lot of us do, you know, we have that Gmail from 10 years ago, the Gmail from your kids' school, the Gmail from your spouse or your family calendar, just all these different things. Other software companies do not manage that well. Like when you're logged in, I have a lot of clients, they come to me, you know, they have either logged in on their desktop with one account and you really can't toggle back and forth. But with Google Workspace, it's really seamless. You can have, I have about seven, you know, with my different businesses, my husband's businesses, I have about seven Google or Google Workspace accounts, but my taskbar, they're all labeled. I have different Chrome browsers that each one is managed completely separate. And I can access those documents, that email, those calendar appointments in every profile. Mm-hmm. And you can put that on your phone. I can access all those same accounts on my phone if I wanted to. So all my calendars will be layered. So you're not overbooking or, you know, it's just a really nice suite of applications for business. And if you are starting off with the Gmail, it's free. So that's, you know, if I don't recommend using a free Gmail for your business, but if you're just starting out and you want to learn how to use it, or you just don't have the funds, you can at least start that way. But just when you start marketing and doing things like that, you do need to get a domain and professional email.
Awesome. Okay. So we recommend Google Workspace for file and document organization. Now, one of the things that I hear as a frustration with women getting their businesses set up is they're like, okay, I bought my domain through GoDaddy and they said, do you want email? I said, yes. They gave me this Microsoft 365 and now I'm pulling my hair out because I don't want that. I want Google. I want Gmail. And so is that something that you kind of help people navigate, is like how to transition that out of that and fix that problem?
Yes. And that's very, very common. And I know it's very tricky, and that's why, I love when people come to me before they get there, because I save them a lot of headache, a lot of money, I've seen poor women. I look at their, you know, their accounts. I remote in, I check out all their accounts. I look at their emails, see what they bought. Some women are, you know, tricked into buying 3 years of Microsoft Office 365 and then packages that they don't need because they're just one person. Right. So they're buying these packages for, you know, multiple users, multiple devices. And, it's sad. It's mm-hmm. really sad, because if I catch them soon enough, we can rewind that. But sometimes it's, you know, 6 months later and there's really nothing I could do as far as their contract with whatever they signed with Microsoft. But there are ways to back out of that at some point, depending how, you know, knee deep you are in with your email and your accounts. But yes, when you're signing up for your domain or you're purchasing your domain, you know, most of us just know, oh, I got to go to GoDaddy.
Yeah,
that's fine. You can, you don't have to buy your domain from GoDaddy. There are multiple other platforms out there. But I do understand that when you go to one service like GoDaddy, for instance, and you're buying your domain, oh, perfect. I found my domain, put it in my cart. You go to checkout, and then they automatically add all these other items in your cart.
Yeah.
And you not knowing, completely not your fault, that you don't need all those things. They're just recommending them. So most of us don't know that. And they just leave them in there and you're checking out, buying all this stuff. Yes, I need this security, right? I need this, right? I need this, right? And then you're done. And, you know, and you spent hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And then you think you're stuck with GoDaddy. And then now you think, oh, I have to get my website through them. And I have to. And I'm here to tell you that is 100% not true. Awesome. And I get a lot of confusion around that. You know, someone may buy a domain from a third party service and then they say, you know what, I don't want to use the service anymore. And then they feel like they're going to lose their domain.
Right.
They have to buy a new domain or they have to stay with a particular service. And that's not true. And the way I like to explain it to help people understand is, you know, you have a phone number. Mm-hmm. And nowadays, back in the days, a lot of you may not even remember this. Whenever you got a new phone, you had to get a new phone number. Well, that's not true anymore. You can own a phone number for the rest of your life. You can go to AT&T, you can go to Verizon, you can go to Sprint, and you port your number over, right?
Right, I'm sure right.
You all have a little bit of experience about how that may not know the wording, but you know that's true.
Yes.
So think of your domain that same way. When you buy your domain from anybody or with any third party help, that domain is still yours. If you decide to move or pause, maybe you have to pause your business for a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. You still own that domain. So you, if you don't have the admin login or if you don't know where it is or where it's hosted is what it's called, you need to find that out and you need to have full control of that and manage it. And then once you have that, you can take that domain and you can set up your email with somebody else or with that service. It all depends. But I just want you to understand that your domain is yours and you own it for the rest of your life. And you can use it to get an email. You can use it to set up a website. You can use it for anything you want. Or you could not use it and still pay for it and still own it.
Right.
So again, and it's usually, you know, something like $9.99 to $25.99 a year.
Right.
So that's, I want you to realize that line item, you know, when you're thinking about pausing or just managing it, that's something that's really not that costly. So number one, get one. Number two, make sure you have full control over it and you know where it is and manage it and know that you're in control of it and you could use it however you want.
Okay. This is so genius. And I can tell, I could feel my own like sort of blood pressure elevating when you're talking about all these ways that we get stuck, because it's stressful if you don't know how to navigate that stuff. Mm-hmm. It can feel like the thing that holds you up or keeps you stuck. And I've talked to women that will wheel spin for months and months on this stuff that you're talking about. And I do want to clarify, like, so just like a phone number, if you don't have a provider at all, you don't own your phone number anymore. So you've got to have that. You've got to have it hosted somewhere. Or you've got to be paying for your domain in order to keep your domain. You don't own it forever unless you're paying for it. But just like your phone number, it's got, as long as you're paying to have a phone number, like you're or a phone service of some kind, you will have that phone number. But if you ever stop paying for it, you'll lose it, right? That's how it works with the domain.
It's a domain registrar,
right?
So it's either GoDaddy, Namecheap, Google, which uses Squarespace now. Mm-hmm. Like, say you bought it from GoDaddy and you don't want to use GoDaddy anymore, or you bought it from a third party provider, you can move it around.
Yes.
To any other domain registrar.
Awesome. Yeah. I feel like it's one of those things that, it just feels super frustrating when you feel like you're locked into something that is not working for you and your business. And then you feel like you have to spend hours wheel spinning, trying to make a platform work that you don't love, or getting too far down the road with, you know, Microsoft 365 or whatever it is. So what you're, I feel like you're giving us the keys. It's like, there is freedom on the other side of just a few simple steps, and Marisol's got the keys. So
I'm not trapped here.
You know, truly the fairy tech mother, because I think it's one of the things that if we could wave a magic wand and say, what would make your life better? And I literally had one of the gals in my coaching program last night that she's in your program. I'm not going to say her name, but she is so thrilled with working with you. And she was talking about how her, you know, we were setting goals over the next 90 days, right? Cause we're coming into the fourth quarter here.
Yeah.
And she said her number one goal over this fourth quarter going into this, you know, going into the next year, she wants to set herself up for success. And she said, I've got to get my technology right. And so I'm working with Marisol. And it's like her highest priority in her business is to systemize, to get those technology systems in place. She said, I'm printing way too many pieces of paper in my house and it's stacking up and it's making me crazy. And so getting organized, getting my technology running, figuring out how to automate more things in my business. And she's a real estate investor. So she's got short-term rentals. She's got lots of things that she has to manage. And so she just feels like it's chaos when she doesn't have the technology in place to streamline some things. And I loved what she said was so powerful. She said, I love doing things analog that are creative. She said, I'm spending way too much time doing analog tasks that need to be streamlined with technology. And it's sucking away my energy for the creative things that I want to do analog. She loves to design, gardenscapes and landscapes and doing things that are really, you know, beautiful and fun and working with her hands. And she says, because I'm doing so much analog in my business, I'm not able to have the time that I want to do more of the things that I enjoy. And I think that's one of the most powerful things is when you get the technology in your business running and set up, it frees you up. It's like having a team member that is working behind the scenes on your behalf. So whenever somebody tells me that, they need to get help in their business, one of the first thoughts I have is like, what do we need to systemize? Before you hire a person, let's put a system in place. And it may be before you hire a team member, you actually need to hire help getting your technology in the right place, because that can save you hours, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So what are some of the biggest challenges that you see, you know, women who are trying to start their business, what are some of the greatest challenges where they reach out to you and they're like, I am stuck. And I am like, and I don't want to downplay this, because I've literally had people crying on a Zoom call with me because they feel so frustrated in this area. So when you told me what you were planning on doing, I was like, yes, Marisol. But I want people to be able to see themselves in what you're sharing. So like, what are some of those challenges that when you're talking to someone, because you've talked to hundreds of women about this over the past several months and year, what are some of the challenges that people come when they talk to you that they're dealing with?
I would have to say, and I'm quite surprised, and I did pivot a little bit in my business because of it. I thought I was going to be helping women, you know, buy their domains, because like I said, a lot of people don't know what that is. But then I thought I was going to be doing like logos, helping with CRMs and teaching them how to use software applications and, you know, going through those type of steps. But the absolute by far number one is organizing, organization, optimization, and security. And I was like, oh, this is great, because this is fun. I love doing this, you know, and so I did pivot my business a little bit because of it. But I would say 95% of women that book calls with me, you know, I talk to them, we have our opening, I ask them what is the if you can pick three things in technology, what can I help you with? They say organizing, Marisol, like, and Google Workspace comes up. They're like, I think I have Google Workspace. I thought I bought this. I don't know what I have, or I don't know how to log in, or I don't know where my domain is. And, you know, I don't know, or I think I bought, or, you know, I don't know how to access my files, or I might, you know, access my files, manage my files on my phone. scanning documents, because of course, you know, that's the wave of the future. Everyone wants to be paperless, whether you want to or not. I feel like our life now is so busy. We do so much stuff that paper is just getting in our way. You know, we do so much, especially us business women, right? And usually if you're an entrepreneur, you're taking workshops and courses and doing this and doing that and on this call and doing, you know, so you really need to know how to manage our websites, you know, with bookmarks and password managers and shortcuts. And how do I scan this document into this folder so I don't have to print it out and put it in a paper folder? And how do I save this course material? And how do I manage my emails? That's a big one too.
Right.
We want to filter and folders and label. And these are all things for organizing and optimizing and securing. And so I created a digital workspace about that. You know, I created a program. You know, that's not what I originally thought I was going to be doing, but I totally pivoted. And that's, it's so liberating to be able to help these women and just see that. I love to see that aha moment, you know, in their eyes, like, oh, that's where it is. Or I didn't know I could do that. Thank you so much. And I can feel the relief, you know, hear the relief in their voice, you know, and it's just wonderful to be able to help them, because once you get unstuck and organized, then everything else will just flow together, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that I think is like really powerful about how you do things is that you don't just jump in and do it for them.
Right.
Because you can, you know, do a few things for people if they're really struggling in something, but you are empowering women to feel more confident using technology, being organized, having systems in place. And that is a transformation. Like, you are helping someone go from feeling stuck and confused to feeling confident and organized. And so if you're listening to this today, I want to encourage you to reach out to Marisol if you are on the other side of that, if you're feeling stuck and confused, especially as it relates to technology. There is hope on the other side, right? Marisol, we are seeing transformation in people. So tell us, what advice do you have to someone who is just getting started in their business and they feel like they're struggling with technology? What advice would you give them?
I would say, slow down, take it one step at a time, especially with technology, especially if you're a little bit confused about it. If you start taking in all these different pieces, all these different things, you're not going to understand it. So I would say, slow down, focus on what's going to move the needle in your business. What's that one thing? What's that one thing you need to start with? Start with that. Focus on that, understand that, do what you need to do, Google, get the help you need. Mm-hmm. Once you have that under control, then move to the next thing. Because once you understand that first step, then the second step is going to make more sense. So if you're pulling all these different things and trying to get all this technology wrapped around your head and get this, you know, like I said, subscribed here, buy this, it's not going to make sense. You're going to waste time and money. So just start slow. Understand slowly, get the help you need, and it'll all come together.
Yeah, I love it. And I will add to that, if you are just getting started and feeling a little stuck with it, reach out to Marisol. Reach out to Fairy Tech Mother, because you can save yourself a lot of time and frustration. And I believe there's a thing called opportunity cost, that if you feel like you're wheel spinning for months trying to figure this thing out, those are months of your life that you could have been in earning mode instead of in struggle mode and setting up mode. And so the opportunity cost is real. Like, if you can imagine, if these are the things that are keeping you from getting started and doing a deal or getting clients or whatever it is you're trying to do in your business, that if you're allowing this to be the thing that holds you back, then you're leaving money on the table. Mm-hmm. And so I want to encourage you, like, also, if you feel stuck, reach out to the Fairy Tech Mother, Marisol. And Marisol, I would love to also just for a moment talk about, like, you and I got started together. You joined one of my coaching programs, and then you said, I've got this idea. And then you jumped into my program that's for coaches called Bold Transformations. Would you just share a little bit about your journey in transitioning from, because you had, when we first met, you had a day job, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. So tell us just a little bit about that journey.
Oh, absolutely. Let's see, where do I start? When I started learning about real estate investing and joining, you know, courses and workshops and mentorships, you know, and seeing all these women either, you know, struggling. And so as I was going through and building my real estate investing business, there's this little birdie in the back of my head, like, you can really help a lot of women. Like, you could really help a lot of women. And I had a partner, I helped her and a few other ladies. I would just help here and there. And everyone's telling me, you need to start a program. And I'm like, okay, I know. And I've been wanting to kind of do something on my own, because like I said, I have owned my own business before in the past. So then of course, you know, we're all in these same Facebook groups and you know how the internet knows what you're thinking.
Yeah.
So I see Andrea's, you know, I would, what you want to call it, an ad or a post or something about your, which one was it? The, about becoming a coach. It was a workshop.
Yeah. The four, it was called the four keys to launch your own coaching program. Yeah.
I think it was June of last year or the year. Uh-huh. Anyways, yeah. I remember oh my gosh, I that's what I need. That's exactly what I need. And I know I've been on, plenty of calls with Andrea before in the past. So I knew if anyone's going to help me get clarity, it's going to be Andrea. So I joined that boot camp and I knew right then. I said, this is it. Just listening to her and, you know, she has you ask questions about yourself and what you think you can do to help other people. And I knew it. I knew it right then and there. So I decided to join her course for coaches. And as we started it, you know, I was going through the modules and knowing myself, once I decide something, I like to go in 100% and I like to complete things and I like to put full focus on things. So I decided and I started to put it in motion and put in my 2-week notice. So, you know, thought about it for about 2, 3, 4 weeks at the most. I don't remember exactly. And I just said, you know what? I'm doing it. I'm going for it because I know I'm going to want to do this full force. And I know I want to be able to build my course and build my community and start helping women as soon as possible. So I put in my 2-week notice and just followed the plan that Andrea has put together for us and did the steps like week by week. Like I was on it.
Yeah,
I was on it. And I just made sure, and I wanted to do that, you know, and I knew, especially if I quit my job, I have no excuse. So I was going through every step, you know, every week and finishing it. And I think we started in November or December. Yeah, November or December. I think maybe we had a break because of the holidays. Uh-huh. And I had my first workshop in February.
Awesome. And so now you've helped dozens of women in your coaching programs and help them break through to confidence in using technology. And I'm just so excited for what you're doing because you're using your expertise from the things that you've learned in your past and in your professional career and just in your life, starting businesses and you're able to take that and turn it into something that really makes a difference in people's lives because you're helping them with something that is keeping them stuck and holding them back from their dreams. And so this is not just about setting up Gmail, everybody. This is about helping you move towards your dreams that you have for your life. And that's the really beautiful and rewarding thing about coaching is as a career path is that it's we're not just doing something for someone. We are empowering and equipping them to step into their own confidence, to be the business owner that they want to be. And as someone who specializes in helping other business owners, I honor you and I love what you're doing so much. And I love what you do. And I talk about you often. I always give Marisol shout outs and
I love it.
And you are one of their most referable coaches, because I talk to people every day who are struggling with what you can help with. And so it makes it really easy for us to send people your way. So I'm just such a fan of yours, Marisol. You're doing amazing things and helping a lot of people.
Thank you. Thank you. I just want to say that I really take joy in teaching women, not just helping them along the way. I want them to learn so that they can feel comfortable and do it for themselves. I'm not here to just sign you up for something and you walk away. I teach you how to use the tools. I teach you how to manage the tools, and I teach you how to build on the tools. And it just makes me feel so happy to be able to do that for women.
Yeah. So cool. And it's such a practical way that you can be of service and help others. So that's super, super cool. Yeah. Well, Marisol, on the Andrea Engstrom Show, we always want to challenge our audience, our listeners, to do something to take bold action. What is something that you would challenge our listeners to do to take bold action this week?
Okay. I would like to challenge your listeners, you ladies, to pick one technology tool or task or feature or app, something that you've been stuck on and avoiding. This week, I want you to take it, learn it, overcome it, conquer it. And yes, so you can move forward and get the help you need if possible.
I love that. I always say that what we want most is on the other side of what we resist most.
Yes, yes.
And so if there's something that you've been resisting, trying to figure it out. And I always feel like when I learn something new in technology, it gives me so much confidence boost, like in other areas of my life as well. I feel like I just got a new superpower when I figure it out, right? When I got Calendly set up, I was like, yes, we've got a superpower. And and that confidence leads into doing, you know, it creates momentum. So that, like, picking one thing and conquering it, figuring it out is going to give you momentum to keep moving forward. So that's great, great advice. Awesome. Okay. So Marisol, I know everybody's asking this question. How do I get in touch with the Fairy Tech Mother?
Oh, sure. You can always reach me on my website. It's, www, of course, fairytechmother.net. So fairytechmother.net.
All right. And then how do they have a first step with you? What's the best first thing for them to do?
Sure. You can go, you could go on that website, fairytechmother.net. You could book a call right there on the top on my, you know, my menu tab. It just says book a call. You can, if you have any questions for me or any concerns or have questions about my services or my courses, or just want to chat about your business, please feel free to book a free call with me. I do have, I would like to invite your listeners. I do have a domain and email mastery bundle that I believe you're going to share with them as well. But if you want to book a call with me or you have any questions, please just go on my website. I am here to help you, ladies.
Awesome. Awesome. So we're going to drop a link in the description of this podcast that where you can get Marisol, the Fairy Tech Mother's email. And what was it again that you called it?
With the bundle, it's a domain and email mastery bundle. So there's videos and guides, and I threw in there a business tech checklist.
Ooh, okay. We love this. A business tech checklist. Okay. This is what we need. Okay. So this is what she's put together for you. And so I'm going to drop a link for you all. It's fairytechmother.net/domain if you're listening and want to just type that in on your phone and get it right away. Yeah. But go ahead, download that. There's videos. She's going to walk you through a couple things and she's going to give you the checklist. I love that. All right. Well, thank you so much, Marisol, for joining me. I'm so excited for people to be able to connect with you and to be able to get unstuck from their own technology challenges.
Yes, it's all possible, ladies. Thank you so much.
I love it. Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for being here. Well, sisters, if something on today's show resonated with you, would you like and follow and share this episode with a sister? If you heard a sister recently complaining about not being able to figure out things in technology, you send her this episode of the Andrea Engstrom Show. And I'd love for you to share your feedback with me. If you want to ask a question, you can drop me a line at andreaengstrom.com. And while you're there, reserve a spot in my next masterclass. And if you're a woman entrepreneur, you can join my Facebook group, Bold Women in Business Sisterhood, where I share strategies every week to help you gain clarity, confidence, and make powerful connections so that you can build the business and the life that you deserve, just like Marisol has. Yeah. Well, till next time. Yeah, till next time, I'm Andrea Engstrom, encouraging you to take action on your dreams. You are the one who makes your dreams come true. So show up to your life with power and authenticity. Be bold, be tenacious, and make it happen.